CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 6th of February 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Ofcom authorises /70 for Platinum Jubilee. New Radcom Plus published. New Southern Fusion Group. Following a request by the RSGB, Ofcom has indicated that stations wishing to retain their usual regional secondary locator to identify their DXCC entity may use the suffix /70 to commemorate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. It's also permitted to use the /70 suffix with the GQ, MQ, 2Q prefix if desired. The RSGB would like to thank Ofcom for its support of the Queen's Jubilee celebrations. Radcom Plus is the RSGB's online journal for the technically minded radio amateur. The winter edition of Radcom Plus is now available to RSGB members. There are four varied articles in this edition. You can read about high-loss RF taps for extracting samples of signals from your transmitter at levels suitable for display on test instruments such as spectrum analyzers. There's the first part of a two-part series on experiments in the 30 terahertz band or long wave infrared. The third article is on long-standing observations of long-delayed echoes. Finally, there's an article on experiments with DIY remote operations. Go to the RSGB pages where you can read previous editions as well as the latest one. Owners of Yaesu C4FM transceivers may be interested to learn of new Wires X room called Southern Fusion, currently room 41893. It's focused primarily on repeater and gateway users in southern England, and of course Wires X users anywhere on the planet. RF access is available via a growing number of C4FM repeaters. These include GB7IV in Southampton, GB7CM in Blandford, GB7IE in Plymouth, GB7TM in Ipswich, plus gateways in Reading, Hastings and Ringwood. The room also hosts a regular Sunday morning one-hour net at 1100 UTC. The latest edition of Radcom Basics is now available. There are new topics and follow-on articles to help newcomers and those looking to brush up their knowledge. You can read about a useful DC voltmeter, try some simple experiments with antennas and equipment, as well as learn more about DX Century Club and RSGB's UK activity contests. RSGB members can read previous editions of Radcom Basics by going to the RSGB site. It's been reported that a person has been prosecuted for racial harassment over the air. Details of the conviction can be found in an entry on the 2nd of February, on the Sussex Police website at sussex.police.uk/news. The RSGB will be raising this with Ofcom. Anyone experiencing similar on-air harassment is encouraged to report the matter initially to the RSGB OAS coordinator via the form on the OAS pages of the website at rsgb.org/OAS. The RSGB 2022 band plans have been published online. In response to feedback, the XL version is now tabbed by frequency, but the alternative viewer is still using wavelengths for those who prefer the information in that format. You can see them on the Society's website. In December 2021 and January 2022, a clandestine radio station appeared on 3.5 and 7 megs. The broadcasts were unusually in USB and could be heard throughout Europe. The IARU monitoring system, aided by DARC intruder monitoring, were able to determine the approximate location of these transmissions. The German and Italian authorities were then able to have them stopped. Now for details of rallies and events. If you're travelling to Florida in the US in the near future, you may care to visit the 75th Orlando Hamcation. It'll take place between the 11th and 13th of February at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park. Looking ahead to the 20th of February, the Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civil Hall, and you can find out more about that on Radioactive Fair, that's F-A-I-R, at .co.uk. Please let us know of your rally and event as soon as possible. Send details to radcom at rsgb.org.uk and we'll publicise your event free in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. Now for DX News. Henry, LU4DXU, will be active as 8Q7AH from the Maldives, AS013, between the 8th and 15th of February. He'll operate SSB and FT8 on all bands, QSL direct to LU4DXU. John, AD8J, will be active as HR9/AD8J from Guanaja Island, IOTA reference NA057 in Honduras, between the 12th and the 26th of February. He'll operate CW and FT8 with some SSB on the 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to AD8J. Jean Gabriel, F6CIX, has been active as FW1JG from Wallis Island, that's OC054, and expects to remain there for 2 years more. He operates SSB and FT8 on 2015 and 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to his Wallis address. Now for special event news, TM19AAW will be on the air from the 7th to the 22nd of February, celebrating the 19th Antarctic Activity Week. All information on this event is on qrz.com under TM19AAW. Operation will be from Mâcon in the east of France, JN26JH, on the 10 and 40 metre bands QSL via F8 DVD. Members of the Q8 Amateur Radio Society will be active as 9K9NLD throughout February. The special call sign celebrates both Q8 National Day on the 25th and Liberation Day on the 26th. Contest news. When operating any contest, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following all relevant pandemic-related government rules. Today, the 6th, 432 megs AFS contest runs 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and your 6-character locator. On Monday, the 80-meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, US SSB only, and the exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday sees the 432 megs FM activity contest take place, 1900 to 1955. It's followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC, the exchange for both the signal report, serial number and locator. Staying on the 432 megs band, on Wednesday it's the 432 megs FT8 activity contest, 1900 to 2100 UTC, the exchange is your report and 4-character locator. A serial number is not required. The 50 megs UK activity contest takes place on Thursday, 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And Saturday the 12th is the first 1.8 megs contest, which runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC, CW only, the exchange of signal report and serial number. And next weekend, the CQ Worldwide RITI WPX contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 12th to 2359 UTC on the 13th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Now the radio propagation report. We had another topsy-turvy week with lots of good sunspots, but coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, taking their toll on the ionosphere as well. They write, while the solar flux index did a little better than predicted, with numbers in the 120 to 130 range, there was bad news on the solar terrestrial front. The KP index was regularly hitting 4 and even 5 on Thursday, thanks to CMEs which depressed MUFs considerably. But things could have been worse. NASA issued a major storm warning after the CME on the 29th of January, with newspapers predicting that visible aurora would be seen across the UK. But in the end, this amounted to very little, and the warning was cancelled. Despite all this geomagnetic activity, there were pearls to be found. Contact with Hong Kong, China and Australia were all reported by members of the 10-metre UK Net Facebook group. As Jack G8DX wrote on the group, "What an end to the month. ZLJA, XV, BY, BV, HS, YB and FT8, and 30-plus VKs on phone, and a few on CW. And bear in mind that this solar cycle has got a lot further to go, with a predicted sunspot number of more than 100 at its peak in 2025-26. To give you some idea of what that means, this week it was 65. Next week there may be some good news. NOAA predicts the solar flux index could rise to 125 and perhaps even higher. As always, we can probably expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions, with the KP index predicted to hit 4 on the 10th. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for more information day to day and updates, as things can change very quickly. In terms of propagation highlights, look for openings to Sydney, Australia on 10 metres around 8:10 a.m. Short path openings to Perth may peak a little later. Now VHF and up. At present, the present spell of unsettled weather is likely to continue for a while into the first part of next week. But before that, there are signs of the next high building over southern, the next high building over southern areas. Depends on how you read that. This will bring a return of tropo conditions to many areas, although a further low will track across northern Britain towards the end of the week. As we hinted last week, the high pressure produced some good tropo DX down across Biscay to France and Spain on 2 metres through to 23 sems. The situation next week is looking similar, so a good week to get some CW and SSB into 70 sems for the UK activity contest on Tuesday, and see what happens on Thursday for the 6 metre UK activity contest. The other modes to check are, like last week, the pre-dawn random meteor scatter options, plus a chance aurora in view of the unsettled solar terrestrial conditions at the moment. Moon declination is positive and rising all week, so moon windows are long and peak moon elevation high. Path losses are also high as we approach apogee on Friday. For VHF, EME is 144 meg sky noise is low to moderate throughout the week, peaking at 500 Kelvin on Friday. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.